This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. US Catholic bishops have written to President Obama urging him not to resort to military intervention, but instead work to end the violence in Syria through a political solution. The letter was signed by the president of the US Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York, and Bishop Richard Pates of Des Moines, chair of the Committee on International Justice and Peace. I spoke to Bishop Pates and asked him how optimistic they were that Obama would heed their plea to avoid a military strike.
To begin, it seems that the president is quite determined to carry forth his policy of the military strikes. Thus, we have a lot of work to do to try to convince him that at this point in time that it would be counterproductive to undertake those strikes so that we always are filled with hope. We're trying to take an optimistic viewpoint, and it is through prayer and through the constant communication with the president that we hope to achieve, hopefully, a positive outcome.
And are the bishops all united and all speaking with one voice on this issue?
To my understanding, they are. I think with the leadership of Cardinal Dolan, our president of the Conference of Bishops, that they have stood behind him on this. And in terms of the receptivity, I've heard of none that is opposed to it, that they all are seemingly responding very positively. And certainly that is also very encouraging. I think they have in their background the memory of Iraq, and somewhat similar to the present situation, when at that time Pope John Paul II sent a special emissary to President Bush. And we know the outcome of what we would say of Iraq has been a debacle, and so they recognize that we really have to push the cause of peace, and that we have no other alternative.
And what about the views of ordinary Catholics up and down the country when you talk to them, when you listen to them? What are they saying? Because I gather that Americans as a whole, the majority would seem to be not in favor of it.
Right. I think the opinion polls at the present time in terms of the general American public is 60% opposed to any intervention at this time in Syria, any military intervention. I would say that this holds a very true for our Catholics, that they also have given us strong support in this issue. Again, they feel it's time for America to address issues related to the world in an intervention that advocates negotiation, diplomacy, peace, rather than always reverting to the military. Thus, I would say our Catholics are very strongly behind us, and they would seem to also reflect the general public.
In your letter to President Obama, you wrote that a military attack could have unintended negative consequences. What were you thinking of there?
Just simply that it could sprout to a broader warfare, that you cannot have a kind of a surgical military attack with missiles without possibly having considerably more deaths than occurred with the chemical weapons that have been utilized. However, you know, we want to make it very clear that with the president and others, we do not in any way accept the utilization of these weapons, that we want to condemn them. But the approach of the condemnation that is occurring, we cannot concur with at this point in time. So I think that what we're thinking of is it could be an imbroglio, even worse situation, that the end situation could be far worse than what we have presently, that there would be additional deaths that could stir up all sorts of antipathy from the bordering nations in the Middle East, in which there is a continuing struggle. So we have an opportunity to really face the issue. We think it should be faced through negotiations and working through the pattern that Pope Francis has so very strongly advocated.
Right, talking of Pope Francis, as we all know, he has called for a day of fasting and prayer to pray for peace in Syria. How is this being marked by the U.S. Church and in dioceses up and down the country?
It is being marked, first and foremost, trying to adhere to the timeline that the Holy Father has offered us, a vigil on a Saturday evening. However, sometimes that is not possible, so that there is all sorts of variations of that. In my own diocese here, a group of women are getting together to have a vigil and a mass on Saturday morning. Some will be remembering it on Sunday. But the general theme is to be in union with the Holy Father, perhaps in a little different variation of the expression of that and the timing, etc. But to definitely pray for peace and to pray that our government, the United States government, because of its investment in all these issues, will be a primary leader in that peace. So the answer is that it's been well received, that the actual implementation of it has taken various approaches, that I think that the American and Catholic people are very responsive given the short time that they've had to look into the whole thing.